This is Alive with Joseph.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. It's going to be a very exciting journey. And I will need all of your attention. I believe that God has something to do in our lives. Amen. As I'm speaking, the Holy Spirit will be speaking specific things to your heart, concerning the things that God will do with you and through you in this season, to be able to bring you into the fullness of his plan and purpose for your life. So tonight, I'm beginning the journey on what I titled Dominion Mandate for Supernatural Shift. Dominion Mandate for Supernatural Shift. Let's begin from the beginning. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. I read, it said, "And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creepy thing that creepeth upon the earth." Now the word image there means exact duplicate of a kind. And the word likeness is let them function like us. So God said, let's make an exact duplicate of our kind and let's empower them to function like us. Let's make them an exact duplicate of us. Let them look like us and let them not just stop there. Let them also function like us. Let's give them our capacity so that they can do what we can do, and let them have dominion. Let them have dominion. He said, let them have dominion. Then the next verse says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful, take note of that, and multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Every living thing, say, have dominion over every living thing that moves upon the earth. If you take note from that scripture where we have read, particularly from verse 27, the first word the human ear heard was the blessing. He said, and God blessed them. And God blessed them. That was the first thing that man heard after God created man. That is, man heard that you are empowered to succeed. That was the first thing man heard. The moment God created man, the first thing God said to man was that you are empowered. You are blessed. Why? Because the word blessed means empowered to succeed. So the first thing God said to man was that you are blessed. The curse was too late. The first thing man heard was the blessing, not the curse. The curse actually came in chapter 3 and not in chapter 1. So the curse came late after the blessing. So God blessed them, and that is why you and I need to focus more on the blessing that we pay attention on the curse, because the blessing is superior to the curse. The blessing is superior to the curse. The curse is inferior to the blessing, and that is why when you wear the blessing, no devil can curse you. No hell can curse you. No man born of a woman can curse you. They said to Balaam, curse Israel. Balaam looked at them and responded and said, how can I bless whom the Lord has cursed? How can I curse whom the Lord has blessed, rather? He said, behold, I have received the commandment to bless, and he had blessed. I cannot reverse it. Listen, friends, God has blessed you, and no devil in hell can reverse it. I announce over you, you are blessed in the name of Jesus. I declare you are blessed in the name of Jesus. Nobody can curse a blessed man or a woman. And I have good news for you today. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen. I say you are blessed in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this evening. Hallelujah. Now, what are the attributes of the blessing? He said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the surface of the earth. Say amen to that. Now, let's look at the word mandate. We're looking at dominion mandate for supernatural shift. Let's look at the word mandate. What is a mandate? A mandate is an official order or commission to do something. It is an order issued out by somebody in authority. It is an official order or an authorization for someone to do something. So God gave man a mandate, and that mandate is an official order or an authorization as to what man is supposed to do on this planet Earth. God gave man an authorization, a mandate as to what man is supposed to do. Many people have defined what God's mandate to man was, but let's look at it in the light of scriptures. What is the mandate? What is the official order that God gave to man in the light of scriptures, in the light of Genesis chapter 1? Number one, the mandate was a mandate of new species called man. Let us make a new species called man. Let us make a new species called man. God made the animal kingdom, made the plant kingdom, made every different kinds of things. But the Bible tells us that after God finished making all of these things, there was nobody to represent his government on the planet earth. So God decided to talk to himself and he said, let us make man. He spoke to himself. Let us make man. He spoke to himself. Let us bring man out of us. Let us make somebody that looks like us. Let us make somebody that has our capacity. Let us make somebody that can function in our class. Let us make somebody that we can talk to and he can respond back to us. Let us make somebody that we can reason together with. Let us make somebody that we can see eye to eye with. So God made man. Man did not evolve from anything. There's no evolution in man. Man never evolved from any ape. God made man. Thunder, God made man. Thunder is one more time. God made man. And if you believe that, say amen. But in Genesis chapter 1, the man that God made here is not yet manifested. Because in chapter 2, we now see that God formed man. So man already existed before his formation. Man already existed before he manifested. Because in chapter 1, the Bible makes it clear that God already created man and woman. The Bible says, so God made man in his own image, in the image of God created him. Male and female created he them. God is not confused. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. That was the first thing God did. The very moment God created them, the next thing God did was to confer the blessing on them. I came these 21 days to release the blessing upon your life. And I declare, by the power of the blessing, your destiny shifts to another level in the name of Jesus. I say your life shifts to another level in the name of Jesus. Your destiny moves to another dimension in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe you are blessed tonight. Hallelujah. Then in chapter 2, we see now God taking clay to mold man and he breathed into that clay. So man already existed in God. Man already existed in God. So when God spoke to the clay and the breath of God entered into the clay, it was the man in God that was released to be housed by the clay. The man in God was released to be housed by the clay. The man that already existed in God was released to be housed by the clay. The clay is not the man. The clay is the house or the head suit that is housing the man. The real man is who came from God. The real man is what came from God. The clay is not the man. The clay is the house that is containing the man for man's efficiency here on the planet earth. The real man came from God. Thunder, I came from God. I didn't hear thunder, I came from God. Thunder loud and clear, I came from God. Listen to this, friends. You came from God. You came out of God. You are not a victim. Why? Because you came from God. Because you came from God, child of God, you are a victor. You are not in this world to be manipulated and dominated by circumstances. You came from God. You are not on this earth to be humiliated by the wickedness of the wicked. You came from God. Before the circumstances you are going through showed up, you have already been here. Why? You came from God. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. Listen, friends, man is an eternal being and will continue to be an eternal being. And that is why man does not actually die. Every man does not actually die. Even the man that is not born again does not die. He passes on from this life to go face eternity, either with God or with the devil. Why? Because man is an eternal being. Man is a spirit. The body is just a container that houses and accommodates man for the relevance of his operations here on the planet earth. Out of this earth, you don't need a body. You only need a physical body here on the earth, because for you to function on this planet earth, you need a body. Out of this earth, you don't need a body. Out of this planet, you don't need a body. You need a spirit. You are a spirit. So God gave you a body. The reason he gave you a body is so that you can be able to function with mortals. And that is why when a man pays more attention to his body than his spirit, he becomes a victim. Because why? When you pay more attention to your container instead of paying more attention to the real you, it's like me paying more attention to the building that houses me instead of paying more attention to me that lives in the building. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Give Jesus your praise. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. Say, I'm a spirit and I'm not inferior to anything on this planet earth. Thunder, I am a spirit. Thunder, I came from God. 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 And because I came from God, I am not inferior to anything on this planet earth. If you believe, you say amen to that. Number two, what was the mandate? God. The mandate, number two mandate was, God wanted man to have God-like qualities. He wanted man to have his capacity. And that was why he made man in his image, exact duplicate of a kind, to function like him. Why? Because man has the qualities of God. Man has the capacity to operate in the class of God. And as you progress in this study, you will begin to see what are those qualities that are in God that are in you as well. Because by the time you understand the qualities in God that is in you, you are able to raise your head above every situation that has ever confronted you, above anything that will confront you this year. You will begin to win in every battles of life. So number two, God wanted man to have the godlike qualities. Number three, the mandate was, God says, let's commit dominion, or let's commit authority to the hands of this man. Let this man be committed with dominion or authority to represent our agenda on the earth. Let this man become the ambassador of heaven on the earth. Let this man, or rather, not even an ambassador, let this man become the embassy of God on this earth. Why? Because an ambassador can be removed anytime, but the embassy of a nation cannot be removed. So let this man be the embassy of heaven on the earth. So God says, let us authorize man to use our power. Let us make man an authorized dealer of our power on the earth. When you want to buy a Mercedes Benz in Polokwane, there is only one authorized dealer, and it is Mercurius Polokwane. Any other person can sell Mercedes, but there is only one authorized dealer. So God is saying, let us make man as the only authorized dealer of heaven's power on the earth. The devil is not an authorized dealer of God's power. Demons, witches, wizards, they are not authorized dealer of God's power. There is only one authorized dealer on the planet earth of God's power, and that is you and I. Give the Lord your praise tonight. I say, give Jesus your praise. When you understand this, you will not lose a sleep when witches are having a meeting around you. When you understand this, you will not lose a sleep when anyone rises up and say, I will finish you. You look at them and say, you cannot finish me, because I am the only authorized dealer of God's power on the earth. Whatsoever I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever I lose on earth shall be loose in heaven. If I say to one, go, it must go. If I say to another, come, it must come. Why? I am an authorized dealer of God's power on the earth. If you believe that, give me two amen. Give the Lord your praise tonight. I say, give Jesus your praise. Say, let's make man an authorized dealer of our power. And now that is a dominion mandate. That is what God actually has charged man to do. Man is to exercise dominion on this earth on his behalf, rule on the earth on his behalf. Friends, shortly after God mandated man and gave him rulership and gave him everything to represent his government on the earth, man committed a treason, sold out to the devil, who was an alien spirit on the earth. Remember, the devil operated in heaven as a spirit. He was known as Lucifer. And when the devil, Lucifer, sinned against God and rebelled against God, he was cast down from heaven. Not only him, him and a group of people who rebelled against God. They were all angels. They were all angels. God threw them out of heaven. When God threw them out of heaven, he didn't give them a body. That automatically made them illegal. That is why he runs to and fro. He has no destination. He has to continue to go to and fro until the last day, when he will finally be committed to hell. God was not confused. When he chased the devil out and didn't give him a body, your heavenly father was not confused. He knew what he was doing. Remember, when Satan came to the earth, he came to the earth without a body. So he was an illegal entity to the earth, because according to the law of territory, nobody is permitted to operate on the earth or to operate in a territory without wearing an earth suit called body. When the devil came to the earth, he had no earth suit. He had no earth suit. He came as a spirit. That already disqualified him and his operation on the earth, because the earth he has given to the sons of men. So already him coming to the earth without an earth suit was a disqualification. Disqualified. Disqualified. Are you understanding me tonight? Are you understanding me tonight? So the devil had to start looking for an earth suit to wear. And the serpent made his suit available for the devil to wear. He made his clothes available for the devil to wear. The serpent that spoke to Eve in the garden, was actually not the serpent God created. It was the devil wearing the suit of the serpent. Now remember, at this time, when God created everything, serpent had legs to walk. Serpents were walking animals. They were beasts that had legs to walk. And that was why after the fall, God said to the serpent, your legs will disappear and on your belly shall you crawl on the ground. You will crawl with your belly. So the movement of the serpent on the ground was part of his punishment for making his body available for Lucifer to use. Before the fall of man in the Garden of Eden, animals could communicate. That was why, friends, listen carefully, friends. Follow me on this journey. That was why it was not strange to Eve when the serpent spoke to her. When the serpent asked her, what did God say? It wasn't strange, because in the Garden of Eden, they could communicate with one another. The problem was she didn't identify. She didn't discern that a strange being has entered the serpent. And that is a battle many believers are having today. Many believers are lacking discernment. They cannot discern when a strange spirit is communicating with them. They cannot discern when a strange spirit masquerading as a prophecy is communicating with them to say, no, you are not allowed to say that, because the word of God is final authority. Are you understanding me tonight? She didn't discern. And that is a challenge of many believers. But I pray for you on this mountain. Receive the grace of discernment in the name of Jesus. I say receive grace for discernment in the name of Jesus. She didn't recognize that the serpent was now under the influence of Satan. She didn't recognize that the intelligence with which the serpent was communicating with her was above the intelligence of a serpent. Follow me carefully. Genesis 3 verse 1, NIV translation. Now the serpent was more crafty than all the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God really say? Did God really say? You must not eat from any tree in the garden. Do you realize that this was the first time the devil was ever having any communication with man? This was the first time. And the first thing, when the devil was having his first communication with man, the first thing we see Satan doing in the garden was he was questioning the authority of the garden. He was questioning man who was the authority of the garden. It was the first time we see Satan communicating with the authority of the garden. The first thing Satan was asking the authority in the garden was, what has God said? The devil was not, you know, saying, hey, hello, Eve, happy new year, Eve, happy 2026, Eve, welcome to your year of supernatural shift. He wasn't interested in all of that. The thing the devil was interested in, what did God say, Eve? What has God said? Because the only thing that has kept you in this garden is what the Lord has said. And the only way I can drive you out of the garden is to steal from you what the Lord has said. If I can take it from you, then you are out. Satan wasn't greeting Eve. Satan wasn't saying, oh, Eve, how are you doing? He was not interested in her well-being. He wasn't interested to find out what was happening in the garden. He was not interested in their family. He was not interested in anything. His interest was, what has God said? Because for you to be in charge of this garden, you, God must have said something to you. And I want what God told you. And that's where we live in today. The reason why many are losing authority is because what the Lord said to them, the devil has taken it. What did God say? What did God say? I'm not interested in your nice car. What did God say? I'm not interested in your qualification. You can gather degrees like thermometer. It doesn't concern me. What did God say? Because if I can get what God said, Ayanamarada, I can make your life miserable on the earth. No matter how much money you have. I'm not interested in your money. I'm not interested in your job. I'm not interested in your marriage. The devil is not interested in any of those things. Anytime he attacks your marriage, it's an attempt to take from you what God has said. That's what he's looking for. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. Child of God, the only thing that allows you to experience a supernatural shift is what God has told you. Friends, the only thing that makes you powerful is what God has told you. It is the word of God that makes you powerful on the earth. It is the word of God that makes you relevant on the earth. Your authority is the word of God. So what has God said? Because the devil knew if he can't get Eve, the only way he can get Eve out of the garden rather is to take from Eve what God has said. And any believer you see wandering in the wilderness of life is a victim who has not understood or acquired or heard or doesn't have a revelation of what God is saying to him or her. Listen, my friend, sickness rules when we don't know what God said. Poverty will rule when you and I don't know what God has said. Affliction will continue when you don't know what God has said. Torment will continue when you don't know what God has said. The reason why many are being marginalized and be tormented by the forces of hell is because they don't know what God has said. My friend, can I ask you, what has God said concerning your year? Because the only thing that keeps you relevant is what God has said. But friends, stagnation will disappear when you come face to face with thus saith the Lord. When you come face to face with thus saith the Lord, the devil will run out of your life. And I prophesy over you, as your amen will thunder on this mountain this month, you will hear a clear word from God in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen. I said you will hear a clear word from God in the name of Jesus. Receive a word from God in the name of Jesus. That marriage that is in confusion, I prophesy, receive a word from God in the name of Jesus. That business that is not making profit, I announce over that business, receive a word from God in the name of Jesus. I say, receive a word from God in the name of Jesus. Let your amen come like thunder. Give the Lord your praise. Hallelujah. There's no mountain anywhere, friends. A man's ignorance is his mountain. There is no complication anywhere. It is only complicated because you don't know what God has said. It's only complicated when you don't know what God has said. And the reason why many believers' destiny is complicated is not because the devil is powerful. It's because they don't know what God has said. What has God said? And I'm not talking about somebody calling you aside and begin to tell you your childhood. That's not what God has said. Your childhood is irrelevant when you know what God has said. I don't care what happened in my childhood. My childhood is irrelevant as long as I know what the Lord has said. Libra, for I know the plans that I have towards you, saith the Lord, plans of good and not of evil, to give me a hope and a glorious future. That automatically cancels out whatever has happened in my childhood. The reason you're still running after what they said and your childhood is because you don't know what God has said. When you know what God has said, you tell me about my childhood. I remind you that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, everything has become new. Thunder new. Give the Lord your praise tonight. When you don't know what God has said, they call your phone number, you'll be confused because you don't know what God has said. What God has said is not MTN number. What has God said? Let me give this last scripture, we go home. It's 21 days, don't worry. At first contact with the man, the devil is asking, what has God said? Let's look at Eve's response. We'll leave it there. Then the woman said to the serpent, verse 2 and 3, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden. But God did say, you must not eat fruit that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die. The woman, put it for me. I think I messed up something here. He said, and the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it. He has added, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Rise on your feet. Let's go.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.